奉主耶稣圣名，跟我们一起来查考圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to study the Bible together.
我们今天下午继续来查考，主为我们所做的何等大的事。
This afternoon, we will continue to study what great things the Lord has done for us.
从马可福音第五章来看这个主题。
From Mark chapter 5, we will look at this topic.
我们今天早上从第四章、第五章的第一段已经看到，当我们在遇到患难的时候，主耶稣会为我们做大事的。
This morning in Mark 4, in the beginning of 5, we studied that in our tribulations, God will do great things for us.
主耶稣会帮助我们度过这个危险。
And He will help us to get through this time of danger.
他要帮助我们更认识他。
He will assist us in getting to know Him even better.
我们要对他有信心。
And because of this, we have to have faith toward Him.
然后在第五章第一段这个在格拉森这个地方，我们看到主耶稣他因为爱来释放这个被鬼压制的人。
And in Mark chapter 5 verse 1, we see that in the region called Gerasenes, Jesus, out of his love, he healed a demon-possessed man.
主耶稣所做的真的是对这个人来说，他生命当中最重大的一件事。
And what Jesus did for this demon-possessed man was the most important thing in his life.
因为他得到主的怜悯。
And it was because this man received the forgiveness and the mercy of God.
他本来已经绝望，已经没有机会了。
And before that, he assumed that he had no hope.
没有主耶稣来释放，他一辈子就在这个坟墓里面过了。
And without Jesus' mercy, he would spend the rest of his life in the tombs.
但是主耶稣来了以后，他的生命就改变了。
But after Jesus came, this man's life was changed.
我们人本来也是活在罪恶里面。
And as humans, before, we were living in sin as well.
我们如果没有主耶稣来拯救我们，我们其实跟一般世人没有两样。
And if it were not for Jesus coming to save us, we would be like everyone else.
像以弗所书所说的，我们都是顺着我们心中所喜好的去行。
And as it is recorded in Ephesians, we act according to what we want in our hearts.
随着我们身体的私欲去行事为人。
And according to our fleshly desires, that is how we act.
顺服空中掌权的恶魔。
And we obey all the demons in the air.
也就是说，其实我们都是在魔鬼的掌控底下过那个黑暗的日子，没有盼望。
What this means is that we are all before under the control of Satan without hope.
但是主耶稣来了。
But because Jesus came,
他的爱临到我们每一个人，
and His love enveloped all of us,
我们就得到释放。
And because of this, we were all forgiven.
我们就可以清醒过来，
and we can all awake.
我们就知道我们生活的意义，我们目标在哪里，
and we know what is the purpose and the meaning of our lives.
所以有主耶稣之后，我们的生命就是一个新的生命了。
And so after Jesus comes into our lives are renewed.
那这样一个主所做的大事，我们需要去宣扬。
And this great action that Jesus has done for us is something that we should acknowledge.
众人一定会觉得很稀奇我们的改变。
So that others can realize how much we have changed.
我们今天下午要继续主耶稣离开了格拉森以后。
And this afternoon, we will continue to study what happened after Jesus left Gerasenes.
当格拉森的人叫主耶稣离开的时候，主耶稣二话不说，他就走了。
And after the people of Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave, he did not say a word and just left.
所以，当我们人如果不愿意就近光，不愿意听真理，主耶稣也不会勉强人的。
And in the same way, if we do not accept Jesus' teaching, Jesus will not force it upon us.
所以，主耶稣就把这个工作，这个传福音的工作，留给这个领受过恩典、被主耶稣怜悯的这个人。去传。
But rather, Jesus will leave the gospel to be preached by those who believe in him.
哦，这个人去讲的就是他认识的这些他的亲属开始。
And the people who spread the words were people that he were familiar with.
众人就很稀奇他所经历的了。
And the people who heard were very astonished by what was spoken.
但是他们没有信，这个圣经就没有记了。
But those that did not believe, the Bible does not record the
story.
Because this is not the important matter. But what is important was that they were preached to.
好，所以今天我们去传福音，我们讲了，那其他的事情就交给神了。
In the same way, today when we preach the gospel, it is only important that we preached.
好，现在主耶稣坐船又回到加百农了。
And now Jesus has returned by ship.
等到主耶稣下船的时候，好多人在那边等他了。
And as soon as Jesus departed the ship, there was a large following that was already awaiting him.
看五章二十一节。
Let us look at Mark chapter 5, verse 21.
你看主耶稣他 一到了对岸来，又回到加百农的时候，就很多人聚集在他那边。他正在海边上，还都还来不及走路，就很多人围着他。
In verse 21, we see that as soon as Jesus crossed over by the boat to the other side of the lake, there was a great following that was already awaiting him.
我们就看到这个湖的两岸的人呢，心不一样。
And we will see that the people on either side of the lake had very different hearts.
那个想要就近耶稣人都得恩典了。
And those who wanted to get closer to Jesus received grace.
我们就知道这个格拉森人很可惜。
And we can see that the people in the region of Gerasenes are very pitiful.
他把要来临到他们这个爱跟恩典，把他推走了。
Because what they were supposed to receive, the grace and this love, they rejected.
现在主耶稣回来加百农之后，这些人啊，要来祈求主。
And now, when Jesus returned to the other side of the lake, these people wanted to seek for the Lord.
其中有一个是管会堂的，叫做雅鲁。
And there was one who cared for the synagogue. His name was Jairus.
他来服务在主耶稣面前。
And he came to the presence of Jesus.
第二十二节特别强调说，他再三的求他。
And verse 22 particularly states that he earnestly pleaded with him.
他说，我的女儿，小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她可以痊愈，得以活了。
He said, my little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live.
圣经一直在讲说，他是再三的求耶稣，表示说他当时的心情真的觉得主耶稣是唯一的希望了。
And Jairus, the Bible consistently records that Jairus earnestly pleaded with Jesus.
他真的相信主耶稣如果跟他一起回去，按手在他女儿身上，他的女儿病一定好，他就活了。
He truly believed that if Jesus were to go home with him and laid hands on his daughter would be healed.
那所以他你看，这个时候主耶稣就第二十四节说，主耶稣就跟他同去。
And verse 24 reveals that Jesus went with him.
很多人就跟随拥挤他。
And a large crowd followed and pressed around him.
因为这些人呢，他们也都知道主耶稣可以行神迹，主耶稣可以讲天国的道理。
Because these people all believe that Jesus could fulfill miracles and could tell of the things of the kingdom of heaven.
现在一群人走在路上。
And so there was a large crowd following him on the road.
要到这个雅鲁的家去。
To go to Jairus's home.
这个路程有多远，我们不知道。
And how far was this road? We do not know.
但应该是从这个，应该是从湖边走到这个那个 village 里面去的啊。
But it should be about the distance from the lake to the village.
所以一定有一段距离要走路的。
And so there should be some distance that they needed to walk.
好了，现在在这个路上就发生这件事情。
And then somewhere along the way, something happened.
另外一个很可怜、很绝望的女人要来。
There was another pitiful, hopeless woman that was looking for Jesus.
这个妇人患了十二年血漏。
And this woman was subject to bleeding for 12 years.
圣经说她受了很多苦。
And the Bible records that she suffered greatly.
把她所有的花尽了，没有一个医生能帮助她了。
And that she paid all that she had, but no doctors could help her.
医生越医，她病情反而越严重。
And actually, when the doctors were trying to heal her, her condition became worse.
但是在那个时候，他这个病要有什么办法呢？没有办法。
And what was she to do to with her condition?
啊，所以他现在听到耶稣的事情了。
And so this woman heard of the news of Jesus.
当他听到耶稣的事情，他就要来就近耶稣。
And when she heard about his news, she wanted to get closer to him.
所以听到耶稣的道的事情很重要。
And so we can see that hearing Jesus' news is very important.
所以今天为什么我们说我们需要传福音？
And today, why do we say that we need to preach the gospel?
其实有好多人他们还没有听过耶稣的事情。
It is because there is many people that have not yet heard the news of Jesus.
很多人他们还不认识耶稣到底能够为他们做什么。
There are many things, there are many people that do not yet know what Jesus can do for them.
这个妇人她只是听见耶稣的事情，她就想要来。
And this woman who only heard the news of Jesus wanted to get closer to him.
她是从后面来杀在众人当中了。
And she came from behind the crowd and was amidst the crowd.
只有一个想法。
And she had only one thing on her mind.
想要去摸耶稣的衣裳。
She wanted to touch Jesus' cloak.
因为她相信。
Because she believed.
当她能够摸到衣裳，耶稣的衣裳穗子，她就可以好了。
She believed that as soon as she touched the cloak of Jesus, she would be healed.
哦，因为第二十八节她这样说。
And verse 28, she says,
我只要摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。
If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.
这是 一个很不简单的信心。
And this is not a simple faith.
这个妇人，她在绝望的时候，她现在看到一线希望。
Because this woman, in her hopelessness, she saw a glimmer of hope.
因为她之前只是听说而已。
Because prior to this, she had only heard from word of mouth.
现在她要来到耶稣面前，却有很多障碍。
But now, in coming to the presence of Jesus, there are many trials ahead of her.
很多人拥挤耶稣，她看根本看不进。
There was many people crowding around Jesus, and she could not even see him.
可是这个时候，你看她看到她，她就克服这个障碍，她就挤到众人后面来哈，哎，要摸耶稣了。
But at this time, we see that she went through the crowd to touch his cloak.
她甚至都不敢正面来求主耶稣医治她。
And she was even afraid to go to the presence of Jesus and ask for his healing.
因为她当时候，她这个血肉的病是不洁净的。
Because she knew that her disease was something that could not be healed.
她其实要采取这个行动到众人中间去摸耶稣，是要克服很多障碍的。
And even in going through the crowd to touch Jesus' cloak was something that was very difficult for her to do.
可是这是他唯一的办法了。
But this was her only hope.
所以你看，他很勇敢的克服这些障碍，他就挤进来摸耶稣。
And we see that she went through all these difficulties along the way to touch Jesus' cloak.
第二十九节特别说
，Verse 29,
当他摸到主耶稣的衣裳的时候，他说他的血肉的源头立刻就干了，他就觉得身上的灾病好了。
Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering.
同时，主耶稣也觉得有能力从他身上出去了。
And 30, at once Jesus realized that power had gone out of him.
所以这个时候。你看，他一摸到那个瞬间，他就觉得他病好了。
And at this time, the moment that she touched Jesus' cloak, she felt that she had been healed from her disease.
主耶稣的恩典真的是超乎我们的想象。
And Jesus' grace is something that is beyond our imagination.
因为他那个医治是完全的，而且是立刻的。
Because his healing is immediate and also complete.
不需要任何的什么再追踪治疗的。
And it does not need anything else to be supplemented.
而且是马上发生功效。
But most importantly, the results are immediate.
这个就是，你看一个人，他如果对主真的有信心，他就可以体会到主的能力。
And we see that if someone truly has faith towards Jesus, we can experience his power.
其实今天一个人如果到主耶稣面前来，真的有信心呢。
And truly, today, if somebody came to the presence of Jesus with great faith,
按照希伯来书第十一章第六节说
according to what is recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6,
我们到主面前来，如果真的相信有神，而且相信主会赏赐那来寻求他的人，
if we come to God and we believe that He gives to those who believe in Him,
那这样子我们一定会领受到主讲的这句话，他的恩典真的是够用，
then we will receive and come to realize that His grace is sufficient for us.
那所以你看。他做到了以后，他就感受了。
And so, we see that when this woman did this, then she felt Jesus's power.
有时候我们如果真的有采取行动去做一件事啊
，Sometimes when we really take the initiative to take an action,
我们有做，我们就有感受。
And when we do the action, then we will reap the benefits.
所以其实信仰的成长就是这么样一点一点累积起来的。
And truly, this is how we slowly, drop by drop, build our faith.
所以这个妇人哦，她现在摸到主耶稣的衣裳，主耶稣觉得能力从她身上出去，主耶稣是跟她有互动的。
And this woman, as soon as she touched Jesus' cloak, Jesus felt that power had gone from him. There was an interaction.
主耶稣就问说：“谁来摸我呢？”
And Jesus questioned, "Who touched my clothes?"
反过来是他的门徒不了解主耶稣为什么这样说了。
And it was because Jesus' disciples not realized why they asked him this.
他们就认为说一定没有人摸你，因为不小心别人拥挤你啊。
And they assumed that nobody had touched him, that there was a great cloud and people brushed up against him.
但32节特别说，主耶稣作为观看，要看这个做这个事的女人。
But 32 says that Jesus kept looking around the crowd to see who had done it.
哦，因为当时候主耶稣很明白发生什么事情。
Because at that time Jesus was very well aware of what had happened.
主耶稣他就是要这个妇人自己到众人面前来做见证的。
And Jesus wanted this woman to stand up in front of the crowd to make a testimony.
要借他的见证来说明什么叫做信心。
And through her testimony, wanted to teach the crowd what was faith.
让众人可以了解，你看这么一个可怜人，他如果真的对主有信心， 他就可以经历主在他的身上所做的是何等的大事。
So that, in this large crowd, this woman can testify, that because of her faith, what God had done for her was great.
所以那个33节，这个妇人知道她自己没办法隐藏了。
And, in 33, this woman realized that she could no longer keep hidden.
她就来到主耶稣面前，俯伏在他跟前，就把一切的事情就全告诉了他了。
And this woman, in the presence of Jesus, fell down at his feet and told the whole truth.
哇，这个时候你看，众人听了一定会觉得很惊讶。如果我们在场，我们听到这个这样的一句话，一定也很感动。
And at this time, the large crowd was very surprised. And if we were there at that time, we too would be very surprised.
你看，主耶稣跟他说：“女儿，你的信救了你了。”
And Jesus told this woman, "Daughter, your faith has healed you.
平平安的回去吧。
Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
你的灾病已经痊愈了。
Your suffering is freed from you."
那这个就在说明，你看，这个信心带来了意想不到的这个见证跟恩典。
And this lesson is that her faith brought about a grace that was unimaginable to her.
主耶稣借这个医治，要彰显出他的权柄。
And Jesus, through this miraculous act of healing, wanted to testify his power.
主耶稣都没有说什么话。
And Jesus did not say a word.
这个女人她来摸耶稣的衣裳的时候，她就病就好了。
And this woman, in simply touching Jesus' cloak, she was healed of her disease.
所以我们就看到说，这个信心太关键了。
And so we can learn that this faith is something that is so precious.
就像罗马书所说的，这个福音要救一切相信的人。
And just as it is recorded in Roman, this gospel will save all that believe.
主耶稣要拯救我们的灵魂跟我们的肉体啊。
And Jesus wants to save our flesh and our soul.
耶稣基督他照着旧约圣经先知的预言，他说他要来担当我们的软弱。
And Jesus Christ, fulfilling the prophecy of the Old Testament, wants to take our weaknesses.
他来担当我们的罪孽啊。
And he wants to take upon our sins.
所以主耶稣就是为什么他是我们的救主，他才担当我们一切不足的地方，他把我们补足了。
And why is Jesus Christ our Savior? It is because he has taken upon himself everything in us that is incomplete.
主耶稣特别跟他说：“女儿，你的信救了你。”
And Jesus specifically said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you."
这个信是因为他知道那个对象是谁。
And this faith is because this woman knew who helped her.
这个对象是因为他是真神。
And this other person was the one true God.
所以我们这个信心如果放在这个真神的身上，就真的会有功效。
And so for us, if we place our faith on the one true God, then we will reap benefits as well.
那这个功效不只让我们肉体得平安。
And these benefits will not only allow us to feel peace in our flesh.
其实更重要的是救我们的灵魂，让我们真的可以进神的国度。
But most importantly, it will save our souls so that we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣跟他说：“你的信救了你啊。”
So Jesus told this woman, "Daughter, your faith has healed you."
是的，他当时的血肉病就好了。
And truly, at that time, her disease was completely healed.
主耶稣跟他说：“你平安的回去。”
And Jesus told her, "Go in peace."
这个妇人。他得到主的怜悯。
And this woman received the mercy of Jesus.
从此他的生命就改变了。
And from then on, her life was changed.
他后来他走了。
And after that, she went about her way.
那我们都知道，如果按照主耶稣跟这个前面那个被鬼附着人所说的话，这个妇人一定回去宣扬主耶稣的作为。
And we know that if, in accordance to what Jesus had said, this woman would proclaim the miraculous deeds of Jesus.
因为在她身上，她已经经历了主所做的大事。
But she, because she had already directly experienced the great acts that Jesus had done.
在这一件事情上，在凸显出信心的能力。
And this short story reveals the power of faith.
主耶稣他会带给我们，如果真的相信他，会带给我们肉体上也平安。
If we truly believe that Jesus will bring about peace in our flesh.
所以你看，今天我们人在这个世上，我们都有肉体。
Because we can see that every day, every one of us has flesh.
我们肉体有时候会碰到绝望的时候。
And in the flesh, we may encounter things that trouble us.
真的，今天如果我们的病，医生跟我们说已经没有办法医了。
And for example, today, if doctors tell us that no one can heal our sickness.
那其实我们就知道，从人的角度来看，人已经尽力，没有办法。
Then we know that from a human perspective, then they have done all that they can, and there is no other hope.
但是如果我们从这个女人身上学习到什么叫信心呢？
But if from this woman we learn what faith really is,
我们就会发现说，主耶稣所带给我们的平安呢，是远超过我们所能够 理解的。
Then we know that the peace that Jesus has bestowed upon us is something beyond our imagination.
人所不能做的事，神是可以的。
That what humans cannot do, Jesus indeed can.
今天很多时候是因为我们的信心不足了。
And oftentimes today it is because our faith is not sufficient.
因为有时候因为我们看不到主耶稣基督。
And it is because we cannot see Jesus Christ.
有时候我们都会想说，我们如果是像主耶稣在我们当中，我们如果能够到他面前去，那不就我们一定会有很有信心的。
And we think that if Jesus Christ were here today in flesh, then we would indeed have faith.
其实事情不见得是这样子。
But in actuality, it is not always the case.
就好像有些人说，我如果看到神迹，我就会信啊。
And it is as if some people say, if I see a miracle, I will believe.
其实也不见得一个人如果看到神迹，也不一定会信。
But that also is not always the case.
因为有时候我们就会想很多的理由。
Because when this happens, we may come up with many excuses.
我们就有一个弟兄，一个姐妹的先生就是这样子的。
And there was a believer's husband that was like this.
他就是说，如果你今天教会祷告有神迹出现，我就来信主。
And he said that today, in your church, if there is miracles, then I will come and believe in God.
Hey, 结果真的神迹出现了。
And truly, miracles occurred.
他就是觉得说啊，那一定是什么？他就找了很多理由说啊，就是因为这样，所以这件事情就这样成就了。
He found many excuses to explain the miracles.
他最后也不信呢。
And at the very end, he still did not believe.
当然，他现在还活着，还有机会，不知道以后不会信呢。
And right now, he is still living, so there are still other chances for him to believe. So we don't know what will happen.
这个神迹是真的出现，他还不信。
But at the very least, the miracles occurred, and he still did not believe.
那就说明说，其实我们今天重点不是你有没有看到的问题。
And so this teaches us that it is not whether or not we see it.
重点是我们对我们所信的有没有信心。
But most importantly, what we have seen, do we have faith toward it?
主耶稣今天呢，告诉他今天在这一件事情上所彰显的这个能力啊。
And in this example today, Jesus teaches us of his power.
因为主耶稣强调的是这个女人的信心。
Because what Jesus emphasizes is this woman's faith.
这个信心让她体会到主的怜悯。
And this faith allowed this woman to experience the mercy and forgiveness of Jesus.
也让众人明白更认识耶稣是谁。
And in turn allowed the crowd to further recognize and learn who Jesus was.
今天你看我们的信心会让我们得到平静。
And today, in the same way, our peace will allow us to understand God.
我们会真的，你看，今天如果我们有这个平安的心呢，在这个世上，我们就可以不怕风浪了。
And truly, if we have a peaceful heart in this world, we will not be afraid of anything.
是因为我们对我们所信的能够靠得住。
And it is because we can rely on the anchor that is our faith.
哦，这个女人呢？他身上经历了主的这个作为了。
And this woman in the same way experienced Jesus' help.
我们今天如果身体遇到病痛的时候怎么办呢？
And what will happen to us today if we experience sickness or illness?
那我们一起来跟这个女人学习。
And let us learn from this woman.
主要医治我们的疾病。
That Jesus will heal us of our sickness.
他要带给我们平安。
That he will bring to us peace.
有时候神有他的旨意的。
And at times, God has his own will.
我们真不明白。
A will that we do not understand.
等到事情经过之后，我们一定会看到神的意思在哪里的。
But when the situation has passed, looking back, we will realize what his will was.
神对我们所存的意念一定是平安的意念。
Because the purpose of God is something that is, will bring us peace.
好，所以这个女人，这个在她所经历的是在这个路上发生的事哦。
And so the experiences of this woman happened on the road.
其实主耶稣是要去耶鲁家里面去的。
And it was on the road that Jesus was at that he wanted to go to Jairus' house.
好了，现在第35节。
And now we move on to Mark 5 verse 35.
还说话的时候，就有人从管会堂的家里面来说：“你的女儿已经死了，不用再劳动这个先生了。”
And when Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus and told him, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?"
哇，那这个时候，这个耶鲁一定听得会很着急的。
And at this time, when Jairus heard this news, he was probably very disheartened.
他当时候，因为耶鲁他心很急，是要主耶稣赶快到他家去。
And Jairus was very urgent because he wanted Jesus to come to his house.
但哪里知道现在突然来了这个女人。
And now out of nowhere this woman came.
这个女人就让这个事情整个耽搁了。
And this woman prolonged the way to his home.
我们不知道当时耶鲁他的心是什么在想什么。
And we don't know what Jairus was thinking and feeling in his heart at the time.
不过当时他就亲眼看到也听见了这个女人的见证了。
But he heard with his own eyes and his own ears this woman's testimony.
主耶稣说你的信救了你。
And Jesus told this woman, daughter, your faith has healed you.
当时候如果他的家里的人不来跟他说他女儿死了，雅鲁当时候可能心里面还抱着很大的盼望。
And if these people from his house did not tell him that his daughter was already dead, Jairus probably had a lot of hope in his heart.
那个时候如果是我们的话，我们会想说啊，就是这个女人哦，为什么不晚一点才来？为什么这个时候出来这样子啊？
And if we put ourselves in Jairus' shoes, we may wonder why this woman was here at this time. Why shouldn't she come earlier or later?
有时候我们在那个情况下，我们可能那个主耶稣讲的话我们都听不下去了。
And the words that Jesus spoke, he perhaps could not take it in.
我们就心里一直想着，哇，在家里生病的女儿啊，不知道有没有机会了。
Because his mind was probably on matters at home of his dying daughter, whether she still had hope or not.
但是现在这个消息来是说女儿已经死掉了。
But now this news came that his daughter is already dead.
主耶稣一定知道这个雅鲁心情一定非常复杂。
And Jesus probably knew that in his heart, Jairus' heart felt very complicated.
36节，耶稣听见所说的话，就对这个管会堂的说：“你不要怕，只要信。”
36. Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
不要怕，只要信。
Don't be afraid, just believe.
那因为人如果死掉了，你看连那个仆人都说都死了，你人主耶稣去也没用啊。
And because if his daughter had already died, even the servants would have said, "Your daughter is already dead. There is no use for Jesus to come to your house."
可是主耶稣一直跟他强调说，你不要害怕。
But Jesus emphasized to him, "Do not be afraid."
这个信是他一开头的时候去求主耶稣要去他家帮他女儿按手的那个信心。
And this was the same faith that Jairus had prior to this incident with the woman.
然后这个信心在路上的时候，用另外一个女人来印证，这个信心是有功效的，会发生神迹的。
And on the way to his house, the woman confirmed his faith that Jesus was indeed capable of miracles.
可是现在很冷酷的事实是说，女儿已经死了。
But now the cold reality is that his daughter was already dead.
这是一个很大的冲击。
And this was something that was a great tribulation to him.
到底主耶稣有没有办法这个事情反转过来？
Was Jesus able to turn the situation around?
如果是我们的话，我们听到一定啊，那就已经太晚了。
If it were us, we might think that it is already too late.
可是主耶稣跟他说：“你不要害怕。”
But Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid."
好，第37节继续。
Verse 37.
就带着彼得跟雅各，跟雅各的兄弟约翰同去，带三个人。
And so Jesus did not let anyone else follow him except Peter, James, John, the brother of James, three people.
这三个可以跟主耶稣同行的人一起到耶鲁家去了。
And these three individuals that Jesus allowed came to the house of Jairus.
所以从那个医好这个女人血肉病那个地方开始，现在主耶稣把众人都留着，你们都不要去。
And so from where the woman was healed, Jesus told a large crowd to stay there and only brought three people along with him.
就这三个能够跟主同行的门徒一起到耶鲁的家里。
And he only chose three disciples that could follow him to Jairus' home.
来到这个管会堂的家里，看到众人都在哭了。
And when he came to the home of the synagogue ruler, found everybody crying and wailing loudly.
进到里面，啊，你看，就很多乱嚷的哭泣的声音。
When he went into the home, there was much commotion and wailing.
主耶稣跟他说，孩子不是死了，是睡着了。
And Jesus told him, the child is not dead, but asleep.
但是四十节就说，他们就嗤笑耶稣。
But 40 records that they all laughed at him.
因为他们认为主耶稣状况外，他不知道这个人已经死了。
Because they only saw the situation at hand, and they thought that the person was already dead.
所以这个嗤笑耶稣表示说，你根本不知道你在讲什么。
And in laughing at Jesus, it shows that these people did not even think Jesus knew what he was talking about.
这个时候主耶稣一点也不客气了。
And Jesus did not take this to heart.
他也没有说什么，就把他们赶出去了。
And he did not command them to exit the house.
把他们都这些在哭人都赶出去哦，赶到外面去哦。
He told them to all get out of the house.
然后就带着孩子的父母跟跟随人，就三个门徒。进了这个孩子的房间呢。
And Jesus took the parents of the daughter and his three disciples into the girl's room.
现在主耶稣已经到了他的家里了。
And now Jesus was already at the home of Jairus.
主耶稣跟他们众人说，这个女孩子是睡着而已。
And Jesus had told the crowd that the child is not dead but asleep.
那既然是睡着，就会醒过来啊。
That if she is asleep, then she will awake.
众人不相信。
But everyone did not believe him.
因为他们 就已经很确定这个 女孩子已经死了。
Because they were very certain that this little girl had died.
好了，现在不相信的人就出去了。
And so those that did not believe were commanded to leave the room.
现在主耶稣这三个门徒跟孩子的父母进去这个孩子的地方。
And now all that was left in the child's room was the little girl, Jesus' three disciples, and the girl's parents.
41节，你看主耶稣怎么做
？And 41, what did Jesus do?
他说他进去的就拉孩子的手。
He took her by their hand.
就是像睡觉一样，要叫她起来嘛。
And just as a sleeping child, telling her to wake up.
然后就跟她说啊，闺女，我吩咐你起来。
And he said to her, little girl, I say to you, get up.
也就是说是叫她起来，把她叫醒了。
In other words, he was trying to wake this girl.
嘿，第42节说，那时候这个女孩子立刻就起来走了。
Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around.
他们就大大的惊奇。
And at this, they were completely astonished.
这时候这个女孩子12岁。
At this time, the girl was 12 years old.
这里我们就看到这个神迹是主耶稣让死人复活。
And we can see that this miracle was Jesus resurrecting the dead.
这件事情是主耶稣坐在耶鲁家里面的大事。
And this was a great deed that Jesus allowed to occur in the home of Jairus.
你看这个马可福音从第四章开始，这样一路都在讲神迹啊。
And we can see from Mark, the very beginning to now, it is all talking about miracles.
现在连续讲四个神迹。
And so far, it has talked about four miracles.
这个四个神迹在印证主耶稣他的身份。
And these four miracles confirm the status of Jesus.
这在让我们说，来告诉我们说，主耶稣会为我们做什么的大事。
And it reminds us of what great things Jesus will do for us.
今天，你看，像耶鲁他所面对的是他所爱的人生病死亡这个事实。
And what Jairus experienced was his loved one experiencing illness and death.
这个耶鲁他也是听到耶稣的事情。他想要求主耶稣来帮助的。
And Jairus also heard of the news of Jesus and wanted to ask him for his help.
你看他当时候的那个做法，就再三的求耶稣到他家去。
And his actions were that he looked for Jesus and pleaded earnestly with him.
主耶稣也去。
And Jesus followed him.
可是主耶稣还没到的时候，他女儿就死。
But before Jesus arrived, his daughter had already died.
主耶稣他跟他一起去的时候，主耶稣就知道他要做什么了。
And when Jesus followed Jairus, he already knew what he was going to do.
所以你看，一个人他如果真的会想要来求耶稣哈。
And so we learn that if someone truly wants to plead with Jesus,
一开始一定有一个动机，就是有一个原因让他想要到耶稣跟前来求他。
At the very beginning, there is an action involved in looking to plead and search for Jesus.
但通常这样的信心都会经过考验。
But oftentimes this faith will experience tribulations.
我们现在看这个马可福音这两章所记载的。
If we look at these two lessons from Mark chapter 5,
信心都经过考验过的。
Both of their faith experienced tribulations.
你看门徒在船上，信心马上碰到考验。
And we see the disciples when they were on the boat, their faith was tried.
风浪就来了。
The wind and the waves came.
他们很害怕丧命。
And they were scared for their lives.
好，到了那个格拉森这个地方。
And when they arrived at Gerasene,
这个人，他是主耶稣主动给他把那个鬼赶出去的了。
And Jesus actively healed this demon-possessed man.
因为这个人哦，他如果没有主耶稣主动施怜悯给他，他根本不可能去求耶稣啊。
Because this man, if Jesus did not show mercy on him, this man would not even ask of Jesus anything.
那他好了以后，你看他周围的人，他同乡人，没有人感谢，没有人为他高兴啊。
And when this man was healed, no one around him in his village was happy for him.
现在主耶稣叫他回去传福音。
But Jesus told him to go back and preach the gospel.
他现在要传的对象是那些很冷酷的人。
And now he was going to preach the gospel to those that were cold-hearted.
也是碰到考验的。
And he was also tried and faced tribulation.
但圣经说他也是克服的，他回去就宣扬主为他所做的事。
But the Bible records that he did according to what Jesus told him.
众人就稀奇了。
That everyone that he told it to was surprised.
所以他明白过来之后，他先要去顺主耶稣所说的话去做，也是碰到考验的哦。
And so even though this man was healed, he encountered tribulations when he was trying to fulfill what Jesus told him to do.
在这个十二连血肉妇人的身上也看到信心的考验。
And in this woman that was healed of her sickness, we see that she was also tried.
她要来摸耶稣的衣裳，很多人拥挤她，她根本挤不进去。
And she wanted to touch the cloak of Jesus, but there were many people in her way.
但是她还是克服了。
But she was still able to pass the tribulation.
这个人 这个妇人其实是应该是虚弱人。
And this woman was very sick and frail.
但是她还是鼓起她的勇气，还是尽了她的力气，挤进去摸了。
But she was able to gather all of her abilities and touch his cloak, and she was healed.
然后最后，她很勇敢的在众人面前做见证了。
And at the very end, she was able to bravely testify in the presence of a large crowd.
这个都是考验呢。
And these are all examples of trials.
现在换到这个雅鲁的身上。
And now it is time for Jairus.
雅鲁他来找耶稣。
And Jairus actively went to search for Jesus.
他现在碰到的考验就是这个事情被耽搁了。
And his trial was that his situation was delayed.
但是主耶稣跟他说：“你不要害怕。”
But Jesus told him, "Do not be afraid."
因为我们今天在这个世上生活，有时候我们碰到的事情是没有办法照着我们所预定的这个时间来进行的。
And in the same way, in our daily lives, we may encounter things that do not follow the schedule we have for our own lives.
有时候一些突然的事件会挡在我们的，会出现在我们的生活里。
And sometimes, trials may block somewhere we are in our lives.
我们会不会我们会不会因为这样，我们就心里很慌张、很害怕呢
？Because of this, will our hearts be afraid?
我们当初去来求主耶稣来帮助我们那个心，会不会被动摇呢
？Our initial fervor in seeking the Lord will that be diminished?
特别是当这个事情被耽搁之后，事情的发展却是我们很害怕的结果的时候，我们会不会失落信心呢？
And when what we are most afraid of happens, will we lose our faith?
主耶稣跟雅鲁说：“你不要害怕。”
But Jairus, Jesus told Jairus, "Do not be afraid."
到他的家去了。
And Jesus went to the house of Jairus.
主耶稣为他创造一个环境出来。
And Jesus created for him an environment.
那个环境就是把不信的人都赶出去了。
And this environment was telling everyone who did not believe to leave the room.
所以在他周围当中不会有人在那边讲一些没有信心的话。
So that around Jairus there is no one who did not believe.
众人都静静的看主耶稣怎么做了。
And everyone in the room was intently watching Jesus' actions.
你现在主耶稣所表现出来的那个做法。
And they will see what will happen because of Jesus' actions.
你看主耶稣他这里一进去一滴眼泪也没有流啊。
And we see that as soon as Jesus enters the room, there was not one tear.
他进去就看到这个女孩子躺在那边，就拉她的手，就叫她。
As soon as he entered the room, he took the girl's hand and called to her.
哇，这个看在这个父母亲的眼中，你就知道说主耶稣他们找对人了啦。
And in the eyes of the parents, they knew that they had found the right person.
来了之后一叫他就起来。
And as soon as Jesus called the girl, she woke up.
就看到主，他是生命的主了。
And they witnessed that Jesus is one who holds life.
我们的生命掌握在主的手上。
And that our life is in the hands of Jesus.
今天我们如果能够抓住对主的这个信心。
And today, in the same way, if we are able to hold on to the faith of Jesus.
当我们面对我们所爱的人他们生病死亡这个事实。
Regardless if we encounter death or sickness of our loved ones,
我们能不能够相信主耶稣所说的这句话？
Can we believe what Jesus said?
他不是死的，这个孩子不是死的，他是睡着了。
That this child is not dead but asleep.
是睡着了，所以主耶稣能够再叫他起来。
And because she was asleep, Jesus was able to wake her up.
今天我们都知道我们的肉体，我们有一天我们都会朽坏。
And today we know that because we are flesh, we will pass away.
但我们相信主会叫我们再醒过来吗
？But do we believe that Jesus will tell us to wake up?
我们相信我们这个肉体只是暂时睡着了吗
？Do we believe that in our flesh we are only temporarily sleeping?
还是我们会跟一般没有信的人啊，觉得很绝望，对死亡好恐惧
？Or do we lose all our hope like everyone else and be very scared of death?
从福音书里面主耶稣的作为里面一直在强调这个事实。
And from the gospel, continually emphasizes this fact.
主耶稣他向众人宣告啊
，that Jesus tells the crowd.
他说：“我就是生命。”
That I am life.
我就是复活。
That I am the resurrection.
我就是那条道路。
That I am the way.
我就是那个真理。
That I am the truth.
他说：“信我人不至灭亡，必得永生。”
That those who believe in me will no longer perish, but receive eternal life.
主耶稣所讲的这些话，我们愿不愿意相信
？All these words spoken by Jesus, are we willing to accept and believe it?
如果我们相信了。
If we indeed believe it,
我们就一定会看到主耶稣在我们生命当中所做的大事。
Then we will truly see the great things that Jesus has done for us.
这个大事就是今天不管我们生命当中遇到什么样的风波。
And this great thing is that regardless of what we encounter in our lives,
我们心都会很平稳。
Our hearts will be at peace.
像主耶稣在那个 海浪当中的那个船里面可以枕着枕头睡觉。
Like Jesus amidst the wind and the storm on the boat, he was able to sleep.
这个就是主他的心跟他门徒的心不一样的地方了。
And this was the difference between Jesus' heart and his disciples' hearts.
今天主耶稣要我们跟他一样。
And today Jesus wants to be in his likeness.
所以不管我们生活当中遇到突然的患难。
So regardless of whether in our lives we encounter temporary tribulations.
不管我们是碰到这个罪的束缚。
Regardless of if we are tried of sin.
不管我们是不是碰到了我们这个肉体疾病的这个困扰。
And regardless if we encounter sickness in the flesh.
还是最严重的我们面对死亡的威胁。
Or if we are at the point of death.
我们如果都能够抓住对主的这个信赖。
If we are able to believe in Jesus.
我们就一定能够经历主耶稣所说的。他在我们身上所做的是何等大的事。
And we can experience what Jesus said and will do to us all the great things that he has done.
这些经历要帮助我们更认识我们所信的。
And these experiences will help us further learn who we believe.
对主所给我们的盼望更确定。
To be even more certain of the hope we have in Jesus.
所以从马可福音第五章我们看到主耶稣所带给我们信心、爱心跟盼望。
And so in Mark chapter 5, we see that Jesus has given us faith, hope, and love.
第五章里面，主耶稣的爱让这个被鬼附着的人清醒了。
In Mark chapter 5, Jesus' love healed a demon-possessed man.
医治血肉妇人是信心能够产生无限的力量。
And because of faith, he was able to heal a woman who was sick.
让雅鲁的女儿复活，让我们看到在主里面的盼望。
And in resurrecting the little girl, we see the hope we have in Jesus.
这个也是今天我们在主耶稣里面最重要的三件事情。
And these are the three most important things to have in Jesus.
好，我们看哥林多前书十三章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十三章十三节。
13.
来，请读。
Verse 13, and now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，三样当中最大的就是爱。哦，这个就是今天，你看我们在读圣经的时候，我们看到主耶稣所留给我们这些教训，这些都是要让我们真的去经历主耶稣为我们所做的大事的。
And today, in our lives, we can see that, Everything that we experience, we can see what great things that God has done for us.
所以圣经里面所留下的这些道理啊，要发生在我们每个人的身上。
And that all these biblical teachings according to the Bible will happen in our lives.
因为主他过去、现在、将来都是一样，都没有改变。
Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever. He never changes.
那对主的信心，你看古时候人他们可以这样信，我们现在更可以信，因为我们今天。又有圣灵帮助我们的。
The faith toward Jesus that the old believers had is the same as we have today, but today we also have the Holy Spirit to help us.
那这个信心让我们看到盼望。
And this faith allows us to see hope.
我们看到主耶稣基督他所应许的。
Because we see what Jesus Christ has promised.
将来我们都要活过来。
That in the end we will all be resurrected.
我们在他眼前，我们都是活人。
That in Jesus' eyes we are all living.
我们即使肉体死的，都是暂时睡着。
And regardless of whether we are living or dead, we are temporarily asleep.
将来我们都要再复活，与他见面。
And in the end we will once again resurrect and see him face to face.
所以主的恩典啊，真的是太美好了。
And so Jesus' grace is indeed beautiful.
我们来看诗篇三十三篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 33.
诗篇三十三篇。
Psalm 33.
三十三篇，我们现在看第十二节。
Psalm 33 verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance.
我们今天都是被主所拣选作为他产业的有福的人呢。
Today we have all been chosen by God as his own inheritance.
我们这个国度是主耶稣基督选民的国度。
And this nation of ours is one that God has chosen.
这个国度也是有福的。
And this nation is indeed blessed.
因为主耶稣他随时在看顾我们。
Because Jesus is always watching down on us.
你看，现在跳过去看第十八节。
Skipping to verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy.
神的眼目，他说看顾敬畏他的人呢。我们今天为什么我们要不断的来亲近神呢？
And today, why do we continually draw closer to God?
就是我们借着这样的一个崇拜啊，让我们可以真的对主敬畏。
It is because through this worship, we are able to revere Him.
然后我们很愿意来仰望主的慈爱。
And we are able to experience Jesus' love and compassion.
主耶稣的眼目，他会看顾着我们。
And Jesus' eyes will look upon us.
他要救我们脱离死亡的威胁。
And He will deliver our souls from death.
他要让我们在这个困难当中可以存活。
And in famine and in times of difficulties, He will keep us alive.
看二十节。
Let us look at verse 20.
我们的心向来等候主，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。
20, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
21节说，我们的心必靠他欢喜，因为我们向来倚靠他的圣名。
For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name.
22节说，主啊，求你照着我们所仰望你的，向我们施行慈爱。
22, let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us just as we hope in you.
这是主耶稣基督他所做的，也是神给我们的应许。
This is what Jesus Christ has done for us, and also the promise of the Lord.
我们都可以经历圣经里面所记录的这些得恩典人的这些事情，让它重复在我们的生命里。
And all the experiences that people in the Bible have received, all this grace is something that can happen to ourselves.
因为主耶稣的眼目，他要关爱，要施慈爱怜悯给这些仰望他的人。
Because the eye of the Lord is on us, and He will deliver us mercy.
愿主耶稣帮助我们都能够有这样的信心。
May Jesus continue to help us that we may have this faith.
一起从圣经里面来追求，来经历主在我们身上所做的都是这么大的大事。
That from the Bible we can see all the great things that God has done for us.
那我们可以在主里面真的欢呼喜乐。
That in Him we may truly be joyous.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
485首。
485.